We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting from the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Amamar, three lines from the bottom. So we're learning Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, but we're starting from the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Amamar. We learned in the Braisa, Amona, 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 in Echayev Alachas. Sounds like that he was over Amona three times, only Echayev one. What's the case? Hay Amona Echidam, what exactly is the case? Ilim Shabbal Amona's Ruvain. Va'amonas Shimon, Va'amonas Levi. There were three ladies, three Amonas, and this Kohen Gadol was born all three of them. Amai in Chayev Alachas. Why should we Chayev one? You have three different Asurim. Hare and Tapa Amabes, Hare Gufim Mechalakim, it's different Gufim, because they're three different ladies. Hare Shemus Mechalakim, they're different wives, they're different people's wives, they're three Amonas. Mamash, 100% Chayev, three love, no shayla about it. So it can't be the case. Elo Shaba Amona Achas. You were born one Amona, Shalosh Bios, three Bios. So you only chayev one. So Frank, think about what's the case. Hechidam, idle asurbe. If you didn't warn him, pshita. Then chayev lachas. It's only one. Every warning, it counts for one malchus. So even if you do three beers, it's only one warning. El de asper kol chad v'chada. But you warned on every single one separately, and he forgot in between. Amai in chayev lachas. The halacha is why should you chayev three? Why should chayev one? What's the raya? It's the first mishnah. But tanan nozer shoyis yayin kol yom. We know it's the iser lav for a nozer to drink wine. He was drinking wine the whole day. Kol yom kulin chayev lachas. No chayev one. Amar loy al tishta v'shoyis. Every time you warn him again, he drinks again. Chayev kol lachas v'achas. Chayev in each one. Teshayla one alama two alama. Either way, the point is that every warning and he goes ahead and drinks, he's chayev each once. Here also, he's chayev each once. So what's the case? If it's only one time he gave him one warning, so pashu chayev one. You don't need a whole price for that. It was three different warnings, and he chayev three taka. Loi tricha, the case like this. Shaba almanas Ruvain, shahisa almanas Shimon, shahisa almanas Levi. This lady was what we call a katlamis. She already had three husbands. And she was almana from three different husbands. And the Kohen Gadol married her. So here, you would think maybe chayev for three different lavim. Maybe she had a shame almana three times, because she lost three husbands. Kamash v'lon yon chayev one. Shaba almanas Ruvain, shahisa almanas Shimon, shahisa almanas Levi. Ma'otei ma'rei shemas mechalakim. He's different husbands, maybe it's three different things. Kamash v'lon, guf mechalakim b'nei malekah. It might say it's one guf, but if you're only chayev one, you're only chayev for one lav of almana, even though it's three different shemas of almana, she's almanas Ruvain, almanas Shimon, almanas Levi, still only chayev one. Then it said weiter in the Braisa, almana v'grusha v'chalala zayin. By the way, it said we missed a line in the Braisa, but that's the same halacha. It says grusha, only chayev one, same thing, she's a grusha three times, only chayev one, it's one lady. Now, it said in the next case, in the Braisa, the third case, Amono v'grusha v'chalala zoino yichayiv for all four if it's kaseida. What's pshat? The Gemara explains, beautiful pshat. Verse has a kashya, the Gemara explains. Hai tana ma'ikasah, what is tana hold? Ikasah v'isr chal isr, that an isr chal not an isr, se'ipranami. So then, the loch is that, anywhere, why is it bidafka in order? Even the opposite order is v'chayiv for, because every isr is chal not isr. So what's the problem? So Elamai, we hold that, let's say, Issachal Lola can be Chal and Issachal Mono, so then what is the help if it's in order? Then I feel like Kseda Zenami Loi also shouldn't be Chayef 4. So what's a Psha? Amar Rav, a Psha is like this. Hai Tana Issachal Issa Lesta. He holds that Issa is not Chal and Issa, you're right. But Isser Moisev Isle. If it's Moisev Isser, then it is Chal. So Amar explains. Amono Asura L'koyin Gadol, v'shari koyin hadid. Amona is only also koyin Gadol, what's koyin hadid? Now, if she became a grusha, she married someone else and got divorced, havale grusha. So grusha is moisif. Why? Because now she's not only also to koyin Gadol, she's also koyin hadid also. So havale grusha, migu de toysif lo yisur gav koyin hadid, it toysif lo yisur gav koyin Gadol. Gav koyin Gadol also will have now Issa Amona and grusha. Obviously, this case, the chayim will force someone to koyin Gadol, because one of them is Amona. So since the grusha was moisif, gav koyin hadid, it's chayim for him also, chayim too ready. Now, at this point, she still could eat truma because she's only a mona and a grusha. Migul yitoysla asura l'gav kain had. Yitoysla asura l'gav kain gadol. Obviously, she didn't marry kain gadol yet. She lost one husband, she became a mona. She married another person, she got divorced. She's a grusha now. But dying shara l'mechel v'truma. Now, what happened after that? So, what happened was, she married now a kain gadol, let's say. So now, she became a chalala, havala chalala, migu de toys asura mecha vachuma, a toys asura gabe kayan gadol. Now, if she becomes a chalala, so then it'll add on the iser of eating chuma. She does now, she goes, marries a kayan now, she'll be add on the iser of chuma. A toys asura gabe kayan gadol, also gabe that. Now, if she goes ahead and becomes a Zoyna, let's say she's a Baal and a Kusi or something, so then how is, what are we adding there? There. She's ready also to a Kohen Hedit and a Kohen Gadol. She can't eat Truma, she's a Chalala, and she could marry Yisrael still. So what exactly are we adding a Zoyna? So Gemara says an interesting pshat, that the Moisev is, El Zoyna Mai Issa Moisev Isba, Amorav Huna Barav Katina, Amorav Chana, Barav Katina, Hoyl Vishem Znus, Poisel Yisrael. Since a Zoyna passes by Yisrael, how? If an Eishes Yisrael goes to Mizana on purpose, she's called a Zoyna, she's also to her husband. That's the halacha. It's a Saita, we finally learn from a Saita. So since the shame Zoyna applies to Yisrael, even if this Zoyna won't make her also to Yisrael, but that's enough to call the Issa Maisev. Obviously, the Achrayim are very bothered by this, and they try to work out exactly the pshat, but Dosh state in this Gemara that a shame Zoyna is already called the Maisev. She gets a new name, a name that Tzchal Agavi Yisrael also. Zartu Gemara Vaita. Tana Tanak Meir Derav Sheshes. There's psukim that are smichas, they're next to each other in the Torah by Kohen Gadol. One pasuk says, "Who isha bivsuleha yikach," and next pasuk says, "Amano grusha v'chalala zaynes el lo yikach ki imsul v'amad gechisha." So we darshin that it has to be this to have an isa amano or grusha. It has to be someone that without that would be possible to be yikach. Lafuke erva, who's anyway, let's say the Kohen Gadol sister, there he can't have an isa amano because isa amano is someone who's possible to have yikach. If his sister is Amana, she lost her husband, and the Kohen Gadol married his sister, no, if it was Baal's sister, there's no Issa Amana. No Issa Amana. Special drasha, smichas. Now, it's going to be interesting that we need the smichas here. What are we this for? So, Mars is like this. Amalei, the Amaloch Mani. Who's this going to? Which one the Amal? So Rav Shimon, the Amar Ein Isser Chal Isser is going according to the Madi Amar. Rav Shimon holds Ein Isser Chal Ala Isser, because here we're saying the Isser of Amana is not Chal on the Isser of Achaisa. The Tanya Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says Ha'oichon Nevela V'Yem Kippurim Potter. Rav Shimon says if somebody eats the Vela on Yom Kippur, he is Potter. And what does that mean? That as Rashi explains, and I'm going to agree with this Rashi, but Rashi says that the Isser Nevela was Chal before Yom Kippur. Why? Even if it didn't die before Yom Kippur, it has Issa Evim and Achai. And when it's not Keshachtin on Yom Kippur and it turns to Nevela, it's the same Issa. So the Issa Nevela was first, and therefore Yom Kippur, which is even more Chamer, is not Chal on it. That's what Rav Shimon holds. So it's saying this must be Rav Shimon. Why? Dir Rabbanon, who says that Yom Kippur is Chal on Nevela, Dir Rabbanon, meaning Issa Chal Issa. And so why over here, it doesn't have Mana Chal on the Achaisa? That's the more wants to tie now. That here, if you say that Mana is not Chal on the Achaisa, it must be going with Rav Shimon. Zeh Gemara, no. I feel the same Rabbanon. Ki Amri Rabbanon Issa Chal Issa, Amri Issa Chomer Issa Kal. The whole tzad that Yom Kippur is Chal Nevela is because it's more Chomer. Aval Issa Kal Shamana on a Chosay. That's the Shodat Chal. Aval Issa Kal Issa Chomer Loi Chal. It's not Chal. Now, just take a little break here. We're not going to get into this, but Tosfos has a kasha here. The Lechaira, really Yom Kippur is Issa Moisif. It's most of other surim. It's not only Issa Nevela. Yom Kippur has other surim also. All food has other surim. So why is that called Issa Maisiv? Tais is much of it. Tais says, Mayor of Shimon doesn't hold Issa Maisiv. That's Tais of Maschel Prat. It's in the Sugi of Enes Chal Issa about Issa Maisiv. Okay. Ikadamri, another way to make a diak here, but it's me have a diak like this. That this is Dafka the Rabbanon, this price. Why? How many Rabbanon need? Dami Issa Chal Issa. Why? Because why do you need a Drosha to tell me that Amon is not Chal Nechaisa? What's the Havamina? It must be a Gonkut to Rabban Hol Issachal Issa. V'chi Rabban Issachal Issa, Hanimili Issachom Al Issachal. Al Issachal Issachom Aloy Chal, and we learn out from, here, that Issachal is not the Chal Issachom. Because that's what this drash is. Yikach, next to Loy Yikach, that teaches us that Kashem, that only time you have, the Issa Loy Yikach, and that teaches us that the Issa Amon is not Chal Nechaisa. And that teaches us the Issa Kal, or weaker Issa, is not Chal Nechom Negerser. Dear Rab Shimon, hash the Issa Chomer, Issa Kal, Chayel, Issa Kal, Issa Chomer, Bayi, you need to tell me that? You need to tell me a drash for that? Zog Mar, yeah, I do have to tell you, and why? Ma'otem Issa Kun is shiny. You would say maybe Issa Kun is different, and it could be Chal on the Issa Chomer. Kamash law, no, that's not Chal. So bottom line from this Gemara is, Amon is not Chal on the Chaysai, either because Ein Issa Chal, Ein is a kal, chal is a chomer, or even if you hold that maybe it would, that here maybe al tzkayin it would be, also even, it won't be chal either. So like this, even if you hold usually it's a chomer, chal is a kal, here it's kal, and even if you're Rav Shimon, the chiddush is that even though it's a kayin here, it's also not chal, but either way, in any way you slice it, a mono is not chal on a chayse. Even according to Rabbanan, yeah. Even according to Rabbanan, because it's a drasha or it's a kal. That's what Rabbanan says, yeah. We're saying it could be Rav Shimon also. It doesn't have to be Dafka Rabbanan. It could be Rav Shimon also. Because if you're Rav Shimon, what's the pasha? It's pasha, it's not chal. Tariq says, we have it, it's chal. Amai says, it's not chal. Omer Papa Labai, Yisrael Abal Achaisai, Zoyna Mashvilo, Chalolo, Mashlo, or Mashlo. Question like this. Yisrael is Ba on Achaisai. This is something that we think, we know this already, but let the Gemara bring it out. Oh, Yisrael is no kain involved here. Yisrael was a Mazana with his sister. Okay? So she's definitely called a Zoyna Mashvilo, because we said any lady that does something that's asset to her becomes a Zoyna. But what about Chalolo? Does she become a halal also? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, if a kohen's born her, are you chayv to Yisurim or not? Are you chayv halala and zayna? That's the Gemara's question. Yisrael, Shabbal HaKhoi, so zayna mashlo? Zayna mashlo, that's a fact. Halala mashvilo or le mashlo? Does she become a halala or not? Mir mina kava chaymer, mechayv elavin, have a halala, madach, is the kohen to a grusha, is halala, mechayv grisla, calls again. Oy dilma ain't halala in misakuna. Maybe halala only happens in misakuna. Maybe that's Amalei. The answer is Ein Chalala Misakuna Bavad. Like we know this already, we're big time in the Chaman, but the Gemara Torah to us now, there's no Chalala from Issa, only from Issa Kahuna. Therefore, here, even though you did a terrible Issa, Chayav Krisis, it's only a Zayna, not a Chalala. Amar Rabbah, Noha Milsa. How do I know this? Amar Rabbah, how do we know this? What's the car for this Milsa, the Amar Rabbah, Ein Chalala Misakuna? The Tanya. It's a Braisa. The Braisa is Medayik, that why do you have to repeat over again? The same Isurim by a Kohen Gadol. Remember, a Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyet plus. So if it says already by Kohen Hedyet, Isha Zoyna V'chalal Lo'ikachu, V'isha Grusha M'isha Lo'ikachu, Ki Kadosh Lo'ikachu. It says already Zoyna, Chalala, and Grusha. And so I have to say again by Kohen Gadol, Amana, Grusha, Chalala, Zoyna. Just say Amana. That's Kasha number one. Dirik number two. If you look at the pasuk by a Kohen Hedyet, it says Isha Zoyna V'chalal Hedyet, Isha Zoyna V'chalal Lo'ikachu, V'isha Grusha M'isha Lo'ikachu. Why is it separated? So that's going to be the two diukim which we're going to down up in this brisa, and we're going to see from there that ain't chalal elam suri kuna. The time looked at a brisa. Lo yema grusha b'koyin gadol. Don't say grusha b'koyin gadol at all. Taste of kavachaim koyin hedyet. It's even more kavachaim. You are a koyin hedyet. But now Amina has the koyin hedyet osura koyin gadol abayi loma nemra. So why does it say it to teach us? Kishem shecha. Why say again by koyin gadol? Teach us just like by koyin hedyet. Kishem shechaluka grusha mezayin chalal b'koyin hedyet. Ka chaluka v'koyin gadol, just like it's chaluka by koyin hedit, which means a koyin hedit, we have a lav by itself, and it doesn't have to be all three to get malchus. Because maybe if it's just in the pasuk isha zayna chalala grusha la yikachu, maybe it has to be all three. But since by koyin hedit it separates, like we said, it separates it, so we know by koyin hedit it's separate. Each lav is separate. So by koyin gadol it repeats over grusha. You know why? It teaches that this grusha is like koyin hedit's grusha. So Gemara says. But what do you need that? Let's say it in Psalm one time. Lo yom agrusha v'koyin head. If there's a koyin gadol, I'm a koyin head. If an amino has to koyin head, then I should koyin gadol by salam and emra. Kashem shechaluka grusha mezayin v'chalal v'koyin head. The kachaluka v'koyin gadol. It's separate. For yom pshita migra gara. That you don't need. If it's separate issa v'koyin head, it obviously separate issa v'koyin gadol. Ella a different drasha. Kashem shechaluka grusha mezayin v'chalal v'koyin head. Kach amano chaluka grusha v'chalal mezayin v'koyin gadol. That you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know that Almana by Kohen Gadol is separate. That you can't say, learn, that you don't know from Kohen Hedit. Kohen Hedit doesn't have Almana. The extra word here, Grusha, says, will make a heck. It's like their Grusha is separate, but and separate with separate lav. Almana also will be a separate lav by Kohen Gadol. Kach Almana.
Huh? Oh, you knew that.
Because you wouldn't know that.
What's the secondary lav what's the secondary thing that you would have to have with Almana and have?
So what would be the mile of Amano? What's the question? So maybe only if you have all the lav and then you get a mile of Amano. But say Amano by itself wouldn't be Asa by Kohen Gadol. How do you know Amano by itself is Asa? Maybe the only.
Why
is it saying what? Grusha? Why is it saying Grusha? No, why is it saying Grusha?
Why is it saying Amano by Kohen Gadol?
Well, it is for Issa. Maybe it's only for Issa if you have also Grusha, then you get two lavim. But let's say it's by itself, it wouldn't be Issa. How do you know it's also by itself? Where did it say Amana is also by itself? Look at the pasuk. What says Amana or Grusha v'chalala zayna se'loikachu? Who said Amana is also by itself? That's the question. Who said it's also by itself? Who said it's a separate lab by itself? So, who said it's own chiyah by itself? That's the question. Who said I have Amana? The Taisuk and God of Lamed Sinu Basha Nechlika. It's your chalal melech that you have to know. It doesn't have a separate lab by itself. doesn't have a separate lav by itself. Zog to Gemara, so you're asking that if it wouldn't be a separate lav, so what would be the point of saying amana? That's a good question. But Lamai says, you don't find that it has a separate lav by itself. You don't find that it gets its own separate lav by itself. That you don't find. So you have to learn it out from Kohen Hedid. Now, why is it halala? So we're going through the extra grusha. We said is to teach us that it's a separate lav. It's a separate lav. Either it's a separate lav by itself or a separate lav together. When it's the other ones, it's a separate lav. So halala lama nemra. So why is it halala again? To teach us this halacha. Ein halala me'issa kuhuna. So grusha is teaching us that just like by grusha it's separate, amana is separate. It has a separate lav for amana. Now, halala teaching us that ain halala misa kuhunu. Zoyna lama nemra. Nema kamen zoyna. Lama halon zoyna. Ma kan zarechulin. Af halon zarechulin. Here's to make the drasha in the opposite way. Because the witness say loshon of lo yichal zare ba'amo. Only by kohen gadol. Doesn't say by kohen hedid. Doesn't say lo yichal de. So how do you know by kohen hedid turns to halala? Learn from the word zoyna. The extra word zoyna teaches us that by kohen hedid also. Ma kan zarei chulin afla halon zarei chulin. We learn out koyin head of koyin god. Omar Vashi Hilkoch koyin aba alachaisai. Till now it's only a shral aba alachaisai, and that we said does not make halala. But a koyin aba alachaisai zoyin a mashvila halala le mashvila. Why? Because there wasn't issa kahuna yet. But the next one chazo aba leha also halala. That means like this: The first thing is only not a isakuna, it's a chaisa. That makes her into a zayna. Afterwards, now it's a kain marrying a zayna, that makes her into chalala. And therefore, she'll have both isum on her. I can ask me, it's ain't isa chalala isa, which is a bumba kasha. So Tais Rosh asked the kasha. L'chara, how is chalala chalala on a zayna? L'chara, zayna already. It's chal, so how is chalala chal on that? It's not moist of anything on that. How does that work? What? On a chaisai? No, I got other people we're talking about now. No, I got other people. Yeah, I got other people. So how even on other people, how is chalala falling on zayna? Not like I've heard here. So the Tais Rosh has a kasha, and he says an interesting teretz. He says, the case is, he says, Tema, Rin la'el, de'in is a chalala, chal is a zayna. This kayin in the world only turned by mitzvah after it's happened already. So both Isurim chal on him like together. And if it's chal together, that's the case Tais Rosh gives, how both are chal.